Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, we're sort of going a little sideways now. We've talked before on Afternoons about inequities in rural healthcare, people having to travel hours for tests and procedures just because they don't live near to a clinic. Now, there may be a new solution on the way, but it comes from an agritech company. They're based in Mosgiel. They're called Tetchian, and their product is called, I'm going to guess it, FeekPak. It's used to detect parasites in livestock, and it's already being used abroad by projects funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. However, a new partnership with Awanui Labs means its application could be broadened for human diagnostics closer to home. Greg Mirams is Tetchian Managing Director and Founder. He joins me now. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
So I'm good, thank you. And a few pronunciation challenges for me there. I think I may have got 0 for 3. It's Greg Mirams, is it?
Correct, yep, that's it.
Great. Tetchian?
Yes, correct. Jesse, you're all over it, mate. No problem.
And do you say FeekPak?
It is FeekPak, correct. That's our agricultural product. It won't be the product we use in the human sector, but it is our agricultural product.
Yes, because I'm assuming the root of that word is feces or fecal matter.
You are bang on.
Yeah.
Fecal egg count is the counting parasite eggs and feces, Jesse. That's where it originates from.
Well, tell me about FeekPak then and where it came from and why it's needed.
The short story in the agricultural area, Jesse, is that production livestock, to make a real success of it, you need to feed animals really well. And the second part is that you've got to have very limited damage from parasites in them. And the difficulty with managing parasites is that you can't see them, so a farmer can't see them. And what we do is just our product allows farmers to actually see the problem and then appropriately manage it.
Can you describe the products for us, describe the device?
Yes, it's about basically we've developed a small Internet of Things imaging device, Jesse, so a farmer can collect a fecal sample. They can prepare it in the field or in the wool shed, and they can put it into our device. That uploads images of that sample, and we're able to analyse the images online, now being done with artificial intelligence. And then we ping the result to the farmer and all their staff or veterinarians, whoever else is involved, pretty much in real time now. So it's basically using technology to get information back to decision makers really quickly.
Are you actually seeing the parasites, or are you seeing the signs of parasites?
So the parasites themselves, the adults live in the animals, and what they do is there are male and female parasites. They do a thing called worm sex, Jesse. Then the females reproduce by passing eggs into the feces, and then that comes out on the pasture. And what we're doing is we're counting the number of parasite eggs per gram of feces.
They do a thing called worm sex, Jesse, is not a phrase I expected to hear when I arrived at work today, but I'm glad I did.
God brighten your day, Jesse.
How many of these devices have you got out in the field, so to speak?
Oh, well, Jesse, we've been manufacturing these and selling them around the world for many years. I mean, about 75% of our product goes offshore. So we have users across Australia, New Zealand, UK, Europe, and we've now got a big project off in the US. So it's not a new product. What's occurring is that when you peel it back, Jesse, the need of a farmer is actually not that dissimilar to the need of our healthcare system, where we have people in remote areas that need fast diagnostic information, and that's where that transition's coming into the human health area.
Where did the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation fit in?
Well, that's come about because there is more knowledge and expertise in managing parasites in livestock than there ever has been in managing parasites in humans.
Wow.
Now, that's not such an issue with our in developed countries, but it's a massive issue in developing countries around the world. It underpins a lot of the health issues in these countries. And so where we've been brought into that world is because a lot of the expertise in animals is now being used to assist in that human health area. So that's how it's evolved.
How many in your team?
So we've got, globally, we have an operation in Europe and in Australia. We've got about 40 staff now.
Mm. Must be lovely for them to be doing their day job, but knowing they're contributing to something with a sort of a greater purpose.
Oh, look, it's a really exciting thing. I mean, I just heard the part about you talking about the Dunedin study, Jesse. I mean, Dunedin's the centre of all things good in New Zealand. You know that. and this is just another example. You know, we do some really clever stuff, and it often goes untold. But yeah, we're looking at assisting managing diseases all over the world, and we're just doing it out of a, you know, utilising new technology and out of a base here in Mosgiel.
Yeah, so the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation project, or the project they're funding, is called Starworms Research Project in Asia, Africa, and South America. That stands for Stop Anthelminthic Resistant Worms Project. So your device works out of the box on this in the same way as it works for livestock?
Yeah, very, very, very similar, Jesse. There's actually a new expansion of the product, and that particular project you mentioned relates to internal parasites. We've now got a project working with some Swiss partners looking at schistosomiasis in humans, and you detect that in both the feces and also in urine, and that's another significant neglected tropical disease. So there is a real opportunity for us to take that step from an agricultural application and put it into those environments, because they have very similar challenges, Jesse. They have poor internet connectivity, you know, vast regions where they don't have a lot of centralized laboratory access, and we can take this technology and put those capability in the hands of the decision makers in the field rather than sending samples back to a central location.
Who are Awanui Labs, and tell me about your partnership with them?
So Awanui, most of us will have used Awanui possibly in some stage in our daily lives, because they do about 70% of New Zealand's healthcare diagnostics. They've recently changed their trade name to Awanui, but some may recognise them as Southern Community Laboratories, for example. So they are the biggest national provider. And what we've been doing is, for the last 2 years, we've been working with Awanui to validate our technology initially in sterile fluids, Jesse. So that's in urines, spinal fluids, and also in joint aspirates. So because these are major pain points in our healthcare system, and if we could do them in regional New Zealand instead of having to send those samples to the urban centres, then that would be a huge weight off the Awanui workforce.
So this is a new innovation again. So beyond what they're doing in third world countries with parasites, you're now working on using your technology to diagnose and identify other things.
Correct, Jesse. I mean, at the end of the day, our technology applies to any sector that requires a microscope and a skilled technician. And what we're doing is, and if you look at where's a microscope used in healthcare, significantly in sterile fluids, significantly in looking at bloods, hematology, and also pathology, so cancers and other tissue types of samples. So the opportunity for us to grow and expand in those areas is really significant. That's going to take some time, Jesse, but a lot of the infrastructure and the platform capability is already there. So we're working with the University of Otago, and we're working with Awanui, we're working with Microsoft, and a company called Aware Group on the AI side of it, to collectively bring a fully integrated solution to the New Zealand healthcare sector.
Pretty exciting. Where does the artificial intelligence fit in?
Yeah, it's really interesting, because some tests are very easy to do with artificial intelligence, and it's very laborious for humans to do that test. So that some of these tests we can automate using AI. AI will also apply in an area where we call it augmented AI. So that's AI assisting a technician. In other words, it'll highlight parts of the picture of the sample we should be looking at as experts. The other areas we use AI is to help have the device recognize that the sample's been correctly prepared, so it can help the technicians to get more consistent preparation of their samples. So AI has many facets to it, and we're integrating all of those into our delivery.
We're out of time. Really interesting to talk to you, and I can't wait to hear what you achieve from here. Thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it, Jesse. Catch up soon.
That's Greg Myrams, who's Managing Director and Founder of Tetchin, which uses these FECPACs to design to detect parasites in livestock, and now has bigger plans to use the same technology to help humans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.